it's really a tribute to some of the great figures in our world, both past and present. And it was an idea that I sort of came across when I discovered a piece of music several years back called Leonardo and His Flying Machine by Eric Whitaker. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be interesting to do a program that is in tribute to various historical figures and prominent people? And that sort of was the origin of the program. We have a piece by John Taverner, which is in tribute to Princess Diana. We have a U2 arrangement in tribute to Martin Luther King. And we actually have a really beautiful arrangement of a Dolly Parton song. And I would say she qualifies as an icon or a legend in her own way. So there's something for everyone. There's some serious classical stuff, but also some more popular stuff.
And something that transpires a Mother Teresa and then Walt Disney. So what a variety.
Yeah, no, that's right. We go from Mother Teresa to who really is someone that has reached almost every corner of our lives, Walt Disney. And When You Wish Upon a Star is one of my favorite songs. And so we found a great arrangement of that to pay tribute to him. And I think it's going to be exciting to see what the audience responds to. But my goal in every concert is to have a real diverse repertoire that challenges the audience some, but also gives them a familiar hook, something that makes them smile because it brings back a memory.
What would you say makes Vocalis so unique?
I think Vocalis is, for me, an organization that creates a really intimate concert experience. There's only 23 singers. And I think when you get a group that size who sings at a really high level, there's a real emotional impact that can happen because of the soft singing, not just the powerful stuff, but the whole range of sort of emotions that can be sort of expressed with that kind of more intimate sound. And that for me was part of the reason to form this ensemble, was to create a group that wasn't an 80-voice choir, but something a little bit more intimate and powerful.
Is that a challenge when you all work together and try to find that sound, that uniqueness that has made you stand out from perhaps other groups?
It can be a challenge, but I feel so fortunate because I have immensely talented people who are some musicians by profession, but a good number that are of attorneys and, you know, work in the auto industry. It amazes me that they come every Wednesday and commit so much of themselves to this music. But the word I would use, I think, in a group this size is ownership, is when every individual is taking ownership of the music, something really special can happen. And I think being in a smaller group, they realize that they're really central to the sound and they can't sort of lay back. They need to be all leading musically and emotionally and be expressing and taking ownership of every piece of music.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking about icons and legends, and we wish you the best.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.